This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. Our lead story remains what it is every day, the cruel assault on the world by the coronavirus. The global case numbers nearing 2.2 million, deaths now top 149,000. The figures once again come from Johns Hopkins University, though late reports from New York are also included. The United States is being especially hard hit by COVID-19, some 673,000 infections and more than 34,000 fatalities. Both are the highest in the world by far. Yesterday's lives lost here in the U.S., well over 4,000 was a one-day record. The state of New York alone lost another 630 lives, most in New York City. President Donald Trump has unveiled a plan for reopening the American economy, calling on state governors to use what is called a phased and deliberate approach to restoring normal activities. This would be done initially in areas that have strong testing and which see a two-week decrease in daily COVID-19 cases. Mr. Trump calls it a gradual process, saying that governors will decide how quickly they will act on his guidelines. Days earlier, the president had insisted he had total authority over how this is to be done. Quoting Mr. Trump to the governors yesterday, "You're going to call your own shots." But today, there was this Twitter message from the president, quote, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia. All three states have Democratic governors." He also took aim at New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, another Democrat, who had criticized the White House. Said the president, Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. New York State will extend its stay-at-home restrictions at least through May 15th. Governor Cuomo says transmission rates still need to be tamed. Overall numbers in New York are staggering. 225,000 cases and well over 15,000 deaths, most of them in New York City. Cuomo puts New York's daily COVID-19 hospital admissions at about 2,000, but he says total hospitalizations are on the decline by the day. This is VOA News. China's gross domestic product fell by almost 7% in the quarter that ended in March, its worst showing since before Beijing's market-style economic reforms began in 1979. Asian markets and then Wall Street got a boost from a report from Gilead Sciences that its antiviral drug remdesivir has helped in the recovery of COVID-19 patients in Chicago. The United States is reporting its worst unemployment number since the Great Depression. 5.2 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, putting the four-week total at 22 million. It is the worst stretch of U.S. job losses on record. With its official reports under scrutiny, China says the city of Wuhan, the first epicenter of the pandemic, absorbed a loss of at least 50% more lives than previously thought. Nearly 1,300 victims have been added to Beijing's list, pushing Wuhan's death toll to just under 4,000. More than two-thirds of what China claims is its overall fatality number. State media blamed the miscount on an overwhelmed healthcare system forced to deal with thousands of sick patients in Wuhan's Hubei province. China's new figure strengthens the position of those who say the true pandemic death toll worldwide may be much higher than current numbers indicate. An epidemiologist in Spain working with the government says the country's official 19,000 deaths may be just the tip of the iceberg, that many of the country's regions need to use uniform methods for how victims are counted. Fears of undercounts are also being raised among other places in Italy and Great Britain. UK has extended its lockdown for another 3 weeks. Coronavirus restrictions are being eased in parts of Europe where daily death tolls are declining. This includes Italy. Its 22,000 deaths are second only to the U.S. Some of Italy's non-essential businesses are being allowed to reopen. There are developing worries about the plight of poorer nations and their ability to restart their struggling economies. The International Monetary Fund says it's ready to use its trillion-dollar lending capacity for needy nations. And the world's richest countries have agreed to temporarily freeze the debt obligations of poverty-stricken nations, mainly in Africa. The coronavirus has appeared in 52 of Africa's 54 nations, and there are fears that lockdowns will severely affect food supplies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the pandemic is putting the world's children in jeopardy and is urging families everywhere and leaders at all levels to, quote, protect our children. The UN chief says the lives of children are being totally upended, and he said reduced household income is expected to force poor families to cut back on spending for such basics as food. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has expanded his state of emergency to cover the whole country as the COVID-19 death toll approaches 200 among some 9,200 cases in Japan. More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.